Our top national story, border crisis deepens as the U.S. government plans to house up to 3,000 teenage boys at a convention center in downtown Dallas as the government is struggling to find space for a surge of migrant children at the border who have strained the immigration system just 2 months into the Biden administration. Brian Kilmeade is going to be on the story starting at 9 o'clock, and that only scratches the surface of the amount of migrant teenagers who are flooding through the borders, Brian.
And the thing that's so crazy is that the administration is not admitting it. I mean, no one in the Obama administration said there wasn't a crisis at the border. In fact, they asked the vice president at the time to go down to the Triangle Nations, meet with these countries, find out what's going on. We got to change the messaging. And of course, we know about the kids in cages. Those were 2014 pictures. No one denied there was a crisis. Now it's so overwhelming. The numbers are stunning. You just relayed some of them. There's even more, 4,200 migrant children, 3,000 held past the 72-hour limit, and they're still streaming across at about 300 a day. So this is a crisis by any measure, and the people who are profiting off it at a stunning number are the drug cartels who are buying more drugs and ferrying those substances across the border. So it's a win-win for illegal activity.
Might this be an opportunity or at least a storyline that Republicans can kind of wrestle away some attention? And we saw a number of House Republicans who were at the border yesterday and seeing firsthand and hearing from Border Control about the mess that's there.
A couple of things. I actually, as just an American, I just want this thing solved. But you're right, in pure politics, I wish this wasn't happening, but in pure politics, they already have a method to their madness, and that is blame Trump. I'm like, my goodness, no one blaming Trump at the border. They might say they didn't like it in 2018 to 2019, but in 2020, the numbers of the Border Patrol have put out, they just don't lie, and the wall was making progress, was helping the Border Patrol put their units in different directions, as well as the flow was very low, because they knew where President Trump stood. You remain in Mexico, we process your asylum claims in Mexico, and 85% would be getting a no, 15% maybe get a ticket to get in, because there might be something there for an asylum claim, but for the most part, Mexico was cooperating. They put Marines on their southern border. We got a great relationship with the three countries who had changed leaders in over the last 2 or 3 years, and they were much more cooperative with the U.S. And guess what? Mark Morgan and company restored the aid to those countries, so there was no longer an urgency there. You might not like the way they did it. Fine, that's a different debate, but you can't say it wasn't working.
Brian Kilmeade, live and local, beginning at 9 o'clock this morning and live on stage this Saturday. You're coming to Jacksonville with your colleague and friend Dana Perino at the Florida Theater. Have you been on stage at the Florida Theater yet? It is gorgeous.
I have not been there, and I hear it's fantastic. You know, there's not been any live events in this country. I know you guys are going to get the UFC, I think, April 25th.
Yep.
But this is going to be bigger with less violence and less blood, I believe, perhaps, with Dana Perino and I on stage. I'm not sure, but I'm just there to interview her, and I'm reading her book, and it's supposedly for young women coming up in the workplace. I'm getting stuff out of this. Just how to make it in this world the way where it is and doing things the right way and the pressures that people in their 20s feel and 30s feel. She mentors so many people here. She was former White House press secretary, now huge impactful influence with election coverage as well as her show daily as well as on The Five. So I've been friends with her since she was in the Bush White House. So I'm going to interview her and try to bring some of those stories out on stage, and that'll be on Saturday. Tickets are selling great, but they're fanning out people. The families sit together, but there's going to be some spread there. There's some tickets left. So if you go to the Florida Theater, you go to floridatheater.com, you just click on Dana's show and you'll be able to get it. Rich, of course, passes in the best seats backstage possible for you and your family and your posse. I know you never travel alone. You have a huge contingent with your publicist and everything else, and your manager and your agent insist on traveling with you,
wow,
as well as your security.
You're
so all of them will be allowed to come in.
You're over the top today. And here I was going to celebrate the other big announcement, but after you slathered all that on top of us. No, actually, there was a really big announcement made by our company, Cox Media Group, yesterday as a result of the continuing changes in the talk radio lineup following the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Mark Kaye is going to be live and local beginning next Monday from noon to 3. And that led to the immediate question of, well, what happens between 9 and noon? Now it's Brian Kilmeade live 9 until noon. What might listeners expect to hear in those 2 hours that we hadn't already heard live?
Yeah, and what you do is you got to repeat it in the evening. A lot of people said to me, yeah, Brian, we listen to your show at night, and they have mentioned that the breaking news we'll be covering, and they'll be re-airing it in the evening, was actually developing at 10 a.m. So I would say that. You know, like I would cut into live events, and people would be like, well, it's a little delayed. We'll look to, we like it on drive time, but I'm so excited to be on for 3 hours. Mark Hay does a great job, so it'll be awesome from 12 to 3. Get to hear him for 3. And, I mean, we're able to expand and do some things in different markets. I take every hour like it's a different show because in St. Louis, for example, they take my first hour and they put it last. In other stations, they might delay it or they might do it so it's more 9 to noon. If it's on the West Coast, they'll wait 3 hours and then put it on 3 hours in a row. So I think you'll see 3 separate shows. And that's the way I handle it. And I always focus, too, I think you do, that the audience rotates every 12 minutes. Mm. So I'm giving you an idea of what's happening, able to expand in bigger news. Like last night, going back and forth with Senator Lankford of Oklahoma, who's also with in the Cox family. We have a great affiliate out there. And KRMG, he was texting me last night with information. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to bleed him, you know, right away in the 10 o'clock hour, which would... Normally, you'd have to wait till evening to get it, so he's going to be able to give me what's happening in Arizona at the 10 o'clock hour, as opposed to you getting it 6 o'clock at night in Jacksonville. And plus, I'm very familiar with the area. I'm lucky enough to have a place in Ponte Vedra, so I have a chance to meet everyone and look and see him face-to-face. I'll be seeing him again this weekend, coming back on Memorial Day. So I really feel like that's my home away from home. And to have for 3 hours, it's as big as when I got WABC in New York. So I really feel like it's a home game for me, and I'm thrilled. And I promise management listening right now, I will not drop the ball.
I promise you that they're not listening this early in the morning. No, I'm kidding.
They are big fans of yours, Rich. Are you kidding?
Hey, congratulations, pal. We'll have you back later in the week and reset maybe one more time the event on Saturday with Dana Perino at the Florida Theater. And again, Brian Kilmeade, local and live beginning at 9 o'clock for 3 hours Monday of next week.